Is the future of legal research being rewritten by artificial intelligence? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Wednesday, February 12th. Here's what's making waves in the legal world and how it might just impact the way we think about copyright and artificial intelligence. Let's get into it. In a landmark decision that could have wide-reaching implications, Thomson Reuters has scored a major legal victory in an ongoing artificial intelligence copyright battle. This is all thanks to a fresh summary judgment ruling from Judge Stefanos Bibas, who once again found himself in the spotlight after previously rejecting both parties' related motions. To give you a bit of background, this courtroom saga, which is approaching its fifth year, revolves around Thomson Reuters' Westlaw legal database. The case took center stage when plaintiff Thomson Reuters accused the now-defunct Ross Intelligence of lifting protected materials from its database without permission to create a law-focused artificial intelligence search engine. Judge Bibas found that the headnotes in question, despite containing verbatim judicial opinions, have original value as individual works. He compared the lawyer's editorial judgment to that of a sculptor, stating, "A block of raw marble, like a judicial opinion, is not copyrightable. Yet a sculptor creates a sculpture by choosing what to cut away and what to leave in place. That sculpture is copyrightable." This decision marks a significant moment in the ongoing debate over what constitutes fair use, especially in the realm of artificial intelligence. Judge Bibas ruled that Ross's use of the protected materials was non-transformative, essentially meaning that the materials were not changed in a way that would allow them to be considered new works. Thomson Reuters welcomed this ruling, which could have implications far beyond the legal industry, potentially influencing music rights holders' own copyright suits against artificial intelligence developers. These developers have often argued that it is lawful to feed protected works into generative models, claiming that the underlying technologies are transformative. Yet, as Judge Bibas pointed out, this case does not concern generative artificial intelligence. Ross took the headnotes to make it easier to develop a competing legal research tool, the court clarified. So, Ross's use is not transformative. This clarification is crucial, especially as the artificial intelligence landscape rapidly evolves and continues to challenge existing copyright norms. The ruling highlights just how complex and nuanced the intersection of artificial intelligence and copyright law has become. As the case continues, with multiple questions still left for a jury to decide, it's clear that we're just scratching the surface of how artificial intelligence will redefine our legal and creative landscapes. AI is reshaping the landscape of content creation and distribution, and not everyone is thrilled about it. 14 major publishers, including The Guardian and Condé Nast, have launched a lawsuit against the Canadian artificial intelligence firm Cohere, accusing it of unauthorized use of their content to train its generative AI models. This case, filed in the Southern District of New York, highlights the growing tension between content creators and AI developers, who are often seen as benefiting from the creator's work without proper compensation. To paint a picture, imagine you're a journalist or a publication that's worked tirelessly to produce high-quality content, only to find it being used by an AI company to power its services without your consent. That's the crux of the publisher's argument, as they seek a permanent injunction, a jury trial, and damages that could reach $150,000 per work infringed. This lawsuit is a significant move to protect journalism from what the plaintiffs describe as systematic copyright and trademark infringement. The suit includes big names like Advanced Local Media, Forbes Media, and Vox Media, all members of the News/Media Alliance. They argue that Cohere is scraping their articles, some behind paywalls, to fuel its AI service without any licensing agreements or compensation. Cohere, on the other hand, defends its practices, claiming they prioritize controls to mitigate intellectual property infringement. They express surprise at the lawsuit, suggesting a preference for dialogue over legal battles. Cohere believes the case is misguided and expects a favorable resolution. The use of vast amounts of text data to train generative AI models is a common practice, but it's increasingly leading to legal challenges. Similar lawsuits have been filed against other AI firms like OpenAI and Perplexity AI, indicating a broader industry pattern. One particularly troubling aspect of the case involves Cohere allegedly producing hallucinations, articles that don't exist but are attributed to real publications. For instance, the suit highlights an instance where Cohere delivered a fabricated article supposedly published by The Guardian, complete with inaccurate details and quotes, further complicating the issue of trust in AI-generated content. This case, much like the recent win by Thomson Reuters in an AI copyright suit, underscores the urgent need for clear regulations and fair practices in how AI interacts with copyrighted material. As the legal battles continue to unfold, the outcomes could set critical precedents for the future of AI in media. AI is reshaping the landscape of content creation and distribution, and not everyone is thrilled about it. In what has the potential to be a landmark decision, Thomson Reuters has won the first major artificial intelligence copyright case in the United States. This case, filed against Ross Intelligence, a legal artificial intelligence startup, centers around allegations of unauthorized use of copyrighted materials from Westlaw, a legal research firm under Thomson Reuters' umbrella. The ruling, delivered by U.S. District Court of Delaware Judge Stefanos Bibas, found in favor of Thomson Reuters, stating unequivocally, "None of Ross's possible defenses holds water. I reject them all." That's a bold statement, and it's sending ripples through the publishing and tech industries alike. This decision is particularly significant because it challenges the often cited fair use doctrine that many artificial intelligence companies rely on to justify their use of copyrighted materials. For those wondering why this matters, it's because the fair use doctrine has been a linchpin for artificial intelligence developers who train large language models using vast libraries of text. For instance, imagine using copyrighted material from 183,000 books to train these models. That's a common practice under the banner of fair use. But with this ruling, the legal landscape may be shifting, putting other artificial intelligence companies on notice. This verdict is encouraging for content creators, but it's important to temper expectations. We are still in the early stages of what promises to be a lengthy legal process. Appeals are likely, and the legal framework surrounding artificial intelligence is still playing catch-up with the rapid pace of technological innovation. The current administration's tech-friendly stance, often described as a move-fast-and-break-things approach, only adds to the uncertainty. As this case continues to unfold, it will be one to watch closely. The outcome could set critical precedents for how artificial intelligence interacts with copyrighted material, influencing not just the tech industry, but also how media is created and consumed. It's clear that this is more than just a legal battle. It's a pivotal moment in defining the boundaries of artificial intelligence and copyright law. All right, folks, here's a headline that might make you rethink how much you trust your AI newsfeed. The BBC recently discovered that over 30% of AI-produced news summaries contain significant inaccuracies. That's right. More than a third of the time, the information you're getting from these AI models could be leading you astray. Now picture this. You're sipping your morning coffee, and you ask your AI assistant for a quick update on global news. It confidently rattles off a summary, citing reputable sources like the BBC. But here's the kicker. The information might be wrong even if it sounds authoritative. That's the real issue at hand. So, why does this matter? Well, it underscores a critical challenge facing the media industry, ensuring the accuracy and reliability of AI-generated content. If you're a media executive or journalist, this could change how your stories are delivered and perceived. In their extensive report, the BBC's responsible AI team analyzed responses from four popular large language models, including ChatGPT 4.0 and Microsoft Copilot Pro. They found significant issues in 51% of the responses, with Google Gemini faring the worst, showing major inaccuracies in over 60% of its answers. The findings were eye-opening. over 30% of the AI responses had issues with accuracy, sometimes fabricating quotes or misrepresenting facts. For instance, one response claimed the National Health Service advised against vaping, contrary to the BBC's coverage, which actually promotes vaping as a way to quit smoking. The implications of this report are vast. As AI continues to play a larger role in news production, the pressure is on for AI developers to improve the accuracy of their models. It also raises questions about the responsibility of tech companies and media organizations in ensuring that AI-generated content is both accurate and trustworthy. In essence, this report is a wake-up call for everyone involved in the media landscape. As AI technology evolves, we'll need to adapt our approaches to content creation and distribution, ensuring that integrity isn't lost in the process. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. With the BBC's findings on AI inaccuracies, it's clear we're at a critical juncture in media and technology. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.